Europe's economy, is it recovering or recoiling?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And we'll start with some optimism from Christine Lagarde, the head of the International Monetary Fund, who said this to the BBC today.
You know, we forecast the Eurozone to be delivering growth in 2013, which is better than the recession that it has experienced in 2012. So there is an improvement, and there is the beginning of recovery.
The numbers from European officials this morning tell a different story, though. Industrial output in the Eurozone dropped in November by the most in 3 years. For more on all this, let's bring in Julia Coronado. She's chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, is this kind of weakening in the euro economy something that should concern us at this point in the United States?
Well, I mean, I think one thing that concerns us is that it does take a toll on the global economy. And of course, that does impact the U.S. through export growth and so on. Another thing that should concern us is that this is the lesson that comes from fiscal tightening. We do pay a price from the kind of fiscal tightening measures that Europe has put in place. And we also have put some measures in place that we're going to bear the brunt of this year.
But there has been a fair bit of time now since the last real flare-up in the European debt crisis. It does seem like things are calming down to some degree. Is that the reality of it, or is that just the appearance?
Well, that's the reality for financial markets. So remember, it was the meltdown in financial markets that forced fiscal discipline onto European policymakers. Financial markets have been satisfied with the measures that have been taken, but now the economy has to absorb the blow of these measures. So there's a bit of a disconnect there.
Now, Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, said today that she thinks that the euro economies are going to start to recover in 2013. Do you think that's optimistic or is that realistic?
You know, I think that's realistic, but it depends on how we define begin to recover. So we also expect to see some positive growth numbers by year end, but the first half of the year is going to be a pretty rough ride.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.